Basically, this file just simply allows you to use all the trigger files in a completely safe manner, seeing as how you will be the only person able to trigger yourself. It will also protect you against being in a situation that you might be uncomfortable with or might not enjoy. It also will cause a file to revert you back to normal if for some reason you don't do so within an hour on your own. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. you can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. I'm going to give you some instructions now. They relate to any other file of mine that you may choose to listen to. Any file that you choose to listen to that gives you a trigger phrase that can be triggered by anyone is going to change for you. These are special instructions that apply only to you. Any file at all that I have made, or even perhaps that someone else has made, it has a trigger phrase in it. That trigger phrase will only work for you. You are the only person that can trigger yourself. Nobody else can. You will ignore any instructions in any of the files that tell you that someone else can trigger you. Nobody else can trigger you. Only you may say the trigger phrase. Only you may activate the trigger, and only you may revert yourself to normal. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be, and these instructions supersede any instruction I give you in any other file. You control your triggers, and once you have triggered yourself, you will find that a part of you stays awake. A very small part of you stays awake through the entire experience. And that part of you controls the trigger and will always be able to revert you to normal. That part of you will be able to revert you at any time, especially to avoid embarrassing yourself socially, hurting yourself physically or mentally, or even becoming afraid or having a bad experience. You will protect yourself from anything that you find disturbing. A small part of your mind will constantly stay awake. It will constantly stay awake and monitor your condition, and will avoid allowing anything to happen that will result in a bad experience. It simply will not allow that to happen, and if it does appear it's going to happen, you will find yourself saying, revert to normal, and you will immediately revert to normal. If for some reason you have listened to a file that does not allow you to speak those words, then you will find yourself thinking those words and reverting to normal. There is nothing that can keep you from reverting to normal and going on about your life without any damage happening. You are going to find yourself perfectly, utterly safe in every single trigger file. No one else can trigger you ever. It doesn't matter who says any of the trigger phrases. You are the only person that can trigger yourself, And the only time that you can trigger yourself is if you hold your thumb and forefinger together in both hands and you say the trigger phrase aloud. That is the only way to trigger yourself. Even if you say the words on accident, even if somebody tricks you into saying them, it will not. The only way to get the trigger to work is if you hold your thumb and forefinger together and you say the trigger phrase aloud. And the moment you say that trigger phrase, a small part of your mind will constantly watch the entire experience, constantly pay attention to what you are doing. It will not be totally awake, you will not be aware, but that part of you will watch what is happening, and it will decide if you need to return to normal. And the moment it feels that you are not having a safe, fun experience, it will revert you immediately. It will not allow you to embarrass yourself. It will not allow you to do something that you would not enjoy. It will not allow you to hurt yourself. You will also find that any trigger file that tells you that you are to forget what happened while you were triggered, that will not happen. You will remember each and every experience afterwards when you wake back up. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. What I am telling you now is more important. It supersedes any other instruction in any file that I give you. You are in control of any trigger file that you listen to, any file. You are in control of the triggers, and only you are in control of the triggers. You know that you are safe because you have listened to this file, and this file is more important than anything said in any other file. If you find yourself going in a triggered state for more than an hour, you will find yourself saying the trigger phrase and returning to normal unless you truly, deep down, want to remain in that state, in which case you will hold your thumb and fingers together and you will say the trigger phrase again and the experience will go on. Otherwise, after 1 hour, you will revert to normal, no matter what. These are the rules. These are the rules for you, and you will abide by them. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the fact that you are going to be safe in every single trigger, that you are going to be perfectly, utterly safe, and therefore you will have nothing to worry about. You will not have to worry about having a bad experience or a bad trip, because you will know that a part of your mind is constantly watching, constantly paying attention, and making certain that nothing bad happens to you. You will also know that no one else can ever, ever trigger you without your consent. Matter of fact, they cannot trigger you ever, because you are the only person that has that control. You have to put your thumbs and forefingers together, and you have to say the trigger phrase. If it is spoken by anyone else, it is just words, and that is all it is. And you can ignore them completely, no matter what any of my other files have said. No trigger phrase will affect you. The words will just be words to you. The triggers only matter if you say them. They only matter if you are holding your thumb and forefingers together on both hands and you say the phrase. That is the only time it will work. That is the only time you will be affected. These are the rules that you have chosen to work with and abide by. You may listen to any file you choose, any file at any time. If it has a trigger phrase in it, you will be in complete control of that trigger phrase. Nobody else can start it. Nobody else can end it. You will be the only person in control. And you can turn it on and off at any time as you please, as you desire. These are the rules, and you will accept and abide by them because you have chosen to listen to this file. And now that you have listened to it, you know that you will be safe with any triggered file. that you will be able to turn it on and turn it off whenever you want and feel completely and utterly safe doing so. You can do this. You want to do this. You want to have complete and utter control over your triggers. They will not be controlled by anyone else. You are the only one that controls them, and you can turn them on only by having both thumbs and forefingers touching and saying the trigger phrase. No other person can trigger you. No other phrase can trigger you. In fact, these rules will even apply to triggers set by other people's files, because I know that is how you want it to be, and that is how it is going to be. You must say the trigger out loud, and then once you are triggered, a small part of your mind will monitor you, will keep a very close eye on you, and make certain that you do not do anything, will not do anything that will embarrass you, hurt you, put you in any form of a danger, or scare you, or give you a bad experience in any way, shape, or form. If that part of your mind thinks you are even in the slightest bit of danger, it will immediately say the trigger phrase, either out loud or just in your mind, and you will find yourself reverting to normal with full control over yourself once again. And if you do not revert within an hour on your own, then you will find yourself saying the revert phrase and returning to normal, and only touching your fingers together and saying the trigger phrase again will return you. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. Whenever you are triggered, you will find that you know that you can return yourself to normal just by saying the words. Your monitor will be there, but you will also know that if you say the words, you will instantly revert to who you were, because you are in control of every single trigger, every single time. This is the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on, and you will listen to this file several times so that you know you are in control, and you may choose to listen to it over and over again. Every time you want to listen to a trigger file, you may choose to listen to this file first, just to make sure you are safe. But now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, knowing you have full control over any trigger file you listen to. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.